Okay. So, you know how to do this? Just start with part one then, read the instructions and then start talking.
Right.
My house is a villa and it's only one floor. We have a quite big living room, so we're most of the time in the same room, the entire family. And watch TV with our home cinema.
Yeah.
The area around our house, well, there are mostly other villas and a playground, but
it's like a neighborhood, it's not in
the
woods.
Yeah, like a usual neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there's some kind of industry area close to our house where they have a lot of vehicles, and right now they're digging the ground close to the road for fiber cables and so on.
Yeah. Well.
And well, the neighbors are mostly there are very many children and so on, and I think it's quite good.
Good. Well, I also live in a villa. It's like in a neighborhood. I have two floors. Each family member has its own room. Well, my parents sharing, and we have a quite big garden with a lawn, and it's just nearby the woods. So we have our back garden. It's right where the trees start. So I have neighbors. And at the summers we sit out on the backside and eat with dinner, and in the winters we light a fire in the fireplace. Yeah, we also have a quite big living room, so we sit there in the evenings and watch TV together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Part two then, the blue
part. The blue? Yeah.
Having your own room at home is not necessary.
I think it is.
I think it is really necessary, because otherwise you won't have any privacy.
Any privacy at all, no. I think if you have always had own room, it would be more difficult to have to share, and maybe if you always had to share a room with your siblings or so, it's not that difficult. You're used to it.
Yeah, but still, you need want to be alone at times and not be disturbed while you read or do your homework or try to sleep.
Yeah. Should I take the next one? Mobile phones are dangerous and disturb people. Mobile phones? No, well, everyone has a cell phone, I mean.
And I've heard that the radiation from the mobile phones are not that dangerous as people tend to believe. That you would practically have to walk around with it on all day. in a long time for you to notice any.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't think it's that thing. No, I mean, everyone has it, so no one will notice.
Yeah, I suppose it's quite annoying if it calls in the middle of a conversation or something.
Well,
That would be only annoying, not dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're very addicted to your phone. When you don't have it, you feel like you're missing something. Well, it's quite hard earlier to contact everyone. if you want to call someone, you really need the cell phone, because otherwise you feel.
It makes it much easier to talk with your friends whenever you want to, or bored, or
exactly. And if you're in danger, you can call 911.
The sound level at concerts and discos are dangerous. If you are close to the speakers, then I suppose you can get some tinnitus and such. But they do supply you with earplugs, so it's your own risk if you don't use them.
Exactly. Well, if you're afraid of getting tinnitus, you shouldn't stand right next to the speakers. And maybe you can bring your own earplugs.
That you know works well.
Yeah. Living in the countryside is better than living in a town. Well, it's both good and bad, I think.
Yeah. If you live in the countryside, you will have much fresher air, no pollution, and so on. But you will be far away from
all the stores.
Stores and work and a lot of things that you can only do
when you're in
the city.
Yeah. Well, I think also that it depends where you grow up, and if you grow up in a town, I think you'll find it better to live in a town.
Yeah, and when you live on the countryside, you usually are far away from your relatives and friends.
We're
going to
take your red card.
Oh,
alright.
You?
So, discuss your own opinions about the questions and also what other opinions there are. Discuss your own opinion then.
Yeah.
This part, please then.
Yeah.
The world around us. Well, I think something that should be discussed is the greenhouse effect, of course.
Yeah.
And the people disposing their dangerous rations along the seas and oceans.
Yeah,
because they can't recycle it.
Yeah, I think everyone should recycle, and paper bags and the better glass bottles, and so it's not that hard, and it's doing very much for the environment.
Yes.
Should I take a look? What can you do to protect the environment? Well, recycle everything that can be recycled.
Instead of just throwing away your bottle, you can walk a few hundred meters or so to find the trash can.
Yeah, exactly. And you can take your bicycle instead of the car. Or going on a bus instead of taking your own car. I mean, it's take 50 cars in one bus. That's kind of much.
Since the buses will be going anyway, because there are so many people.
Yeah, exactly. So I think use the phone.
And the Americans are also very
fat.
Yeah, they even sometimes they even take their car to just
school or
get their mail 10 meters away.
Yeah, and they have my friend was in U.S. for a couple of months, and they had drive-ins for everything. They had their liquor store. They used the drive-in and the pharmacy and everything. They're so lazy.
Yeah,
the car to everything.
I've also heard that you kind of get bullied if you don't drive your car to the to your work and so on.
Yeah, exactly. It's money. I think grown-up men who don't want to go on the bus because it's not like cool.
Yeah, they think it's so cool. What is a good school, a good education for you or for different people?
Well, everyone should have the right to go to a school where you get right educated and have friends and
yeah, everyone
good
should have friends, and the teacher should shouldn't
shouldn't
yeah, they shouldn't favor people.
Yeah, exactly.
Or disfavor for the other.
Yeah. I think everyone should have the same opportunities. I mean, poor people should have to go to school too. I mean, in different countries.
Yes, and when we watched the Colombia video, you saw the private schools were...
I don't know.
They weren't really... They were even better than the schools in Sweden. Well, kind of. I don't know, maybe the same or better, I don't know. It looked more fresh at least.
Yeah.
While the other schools didn't even have...
They live in like...
They didn't even have school
houses.
Books. They didn't have a world map or anything.
Nothing. That's... I think also private schools. So only rich people can have a good education. That's very unfair. I think school should be for everyone.
Yeah, like in Sweden where... everyone pays for the children to go in school, but
the taxes. It should be free.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's enough.
Oh, all right. Are we done?